Compare and contrast. This week, we're going to try something different. We're going to compare and contrast two similar types of indicators. We have not done this before, except when we profiled indicators that presented in different styles, i.e., the indicator can be displayed as a line, a candle color, or a histogram, but still give the same signals. That would be the closest we came to what we're trying this week. Long ago. Not really. A few weeks ago, we profiled a histogram indicator called the Precision Trend Histogram, which we'll use to compare the indicator for this week. If you'd like to read about that indicator, you can click here. It also contains the embedded technical analysis video. Video killed the radio star. Well, at least that's what they said when MTV started. Thankfully, we're past that. No hard feelings, right? Okay then. We grabbed our data stream of both indicators the night before we posted this blog for freshness. Remember, we record on the 1 minute chart for about 8 hours to give us some educational moments. Once you've settled back and watched the video, come right back to read the rest of the story and see how things worked out for our new friend. Who are you going to call? Email works, right? We'll never place you on hold if you send us something. We promise that we look at every email we get right away. Sometimes we respond immediately and sometimes it takes us a little longer, but we always do our best to acknowledge your input. If we've neglected to do so, please feel free to send us a nudge, kind of like a friendly tap on the shoulder. That being said, send your ideas, suggestions, stories, indicator questions, and whatever else may be on your mind with respect to Forex, please. We cannot compete with Ann Landers to stonehillindicator@gmail.com. Thanks for the compliment. All right, let's get back to it. This week, we're going to look at another histogram to demonstrate why we want indicators that have different math. Some are faster and some are slower with regard to signals, and the objective of a good algorithm is to have one complement the other. Introductions. Before we get into the comparison discussion, let's introduce the new indicator. This week, we're going to look at a histogram called the Dollar Pile Indicator, which was coded in 2019 by an anonymous coder. So thank you, dear coder. Unfortunately, there wasn't any history or insight to the math, but no matter, let's press on. So much brightness. For our purposes, we'll brighten up the lines for better visuals and thicken up the lines as well by changing the standard red-green to aqua-magenta. We'll put this indicator on first so you see what it looks like before adding the precision trend histogram for comparative purposes. As this indicator lives below price, candles will be changed to white on white, so you focus on the good stuff, the indicator. Before we explore the signals, let's look at the settings. Settings. There is just one lonely setting, unlike the many adjustments in the precision trend histogram indicator. So we'll roll with that. Length. The number of periods used to calculate the histogram. The default value is 14, which happens to be the ATR default value. Coincidence? We think not. Advantages. Only one setting for quick testing, visually easy to use, quicker reaction than other histogram indicators on default settings. How we use it. Long signal. When the histogram turns from magenta, red, to aqua, green. Entry is on the open of the next period. Short signal. When the histogram turns from aqua, green, to magenta, red. Entry is on the open of the next period. Alerts and notifications. Now comes the fun part. We'll stack the two indicators, the top histogram, aqua magenta, being this week's dollar pile indicator, and the bottom histogram being precision trend histogram, green and red. Let's see what we can see. Break it on down. From the default view, we can see there are a few interesting things going on. Starting with the same entry, both indicators called on the trend at the same place. Totally cool when one validates the other. Then it gets interesting. The dollar pile indicator signaled an exit, or short, before the precision trend histogram. After that, we can see there are better entries and exits depending on which indicator you want to use for what. These are the bones of your algorithm, finding indicators that will reinforce and play well with each other and also perform differently, i.e. faster and more accurate exits. So much fun. Test today. Come prepared. If you're new to these studies, we recommend looking at some of the older blogs to understand how we conduct our testing. The six pairs we recommend testing are Euro-US dollar, Australian dollar-New Zealand dollar, Euro-Great British pound, Australian dollar-Canadian dollar, Swissie-Japanese yen, Canadian dollar-Singapore dollar. The markets we test our indicators are the Euro-US dollar, Bitcoin-US dollar, Gold-US dollar, and the SPX 500. Time frames and results. We'll run the dollar indicator on the US dollar, Bitcoin dollar, gold dollar, and the SPX 500 using the default and tweak settings across the daily and 4-hour timeframes on the MT4 strategy tester. We focus on three metrics: total trades, win-loss ratio, and ROI, return on investment. Results make the world go around. Below, you'll find the testing results. Come on down. Just so you're aware, we only tested the dollar pile indicator as we've already run the precision trend histogram through its paces in that blog. Bitcoin was the clear winner here, although there were some definite possibilities in the other markets we tested. Is it worth your time to try these out? Absolutely. After all, we spend the time testing them for your benefit. Obviously, we're not posting the most optimized value here because that would be pointless. The market changes over time and the values won't provide the same results. Remember, what we do is demonstrate that the indicators we find can be made better most of the time, saving you resources better spent on trading. Money management. Money management is based on the no-nonsense Forex risk profile. That information can be learned in the advanced course. Resources. We've made the dollar pile indicator available for download on our site from the indicator library. When you're ready to get it, click here. We're here for you. Please ensure you sign up on our contacts page for the latest digest. We just put one out a couple of days ago for July 2023. If you missed it, email dan@stonehillforex.com with the title Latest Digest, please, and we'll send it off to you within 24 hours. And you'll want to subscribe to our YouTube channel for the technical analysis videos. Don't forget, we're also on Facebook and Quora, where we answer questions relating to Forex. Our only goal is to make you a better trader.